thank you.
Well, from a survey of this, I would say some of you can audit. And the rest, why, we're pretty good at training. Fortunately. All right, this is the 1st of May. This is May Day. May Day. That's a radio signal for SOS. Any of you feeling an SOS frame of mind? 1st of May, 8012, St. Hill Special Briefing Course. All right. I might as well start in giving you hell. So you think you can audit? Huh. You know the hard thing that we have doing, the very, very rough thing we have doing, is getting an auditor to ask the simplest question. I don't know, maybe there's some vocal selector on missed withholds. Maybe there's some vocal impasse. Maybe it is absolutely impossible for most people to say, have I missed a withhold on you? Maybe there is something in the onomatopoeia of that syllabization. Perhaps the phonetics of it are insurmountable. But that's the hardest thing we have to do. That is the toughest thing to do. It is utterly wild. We have had more than one case of somebody letting a PC die before they would say it. That's pretty fantastic, isn't it? Have I missed a withhold on you? It's simple, isn't it? Now, if the syllabization can't be the reason, because there's another way you can phrase it. Is there something I should have found out about you? That fooled you. You can't keep telling me, well, because I was Japanese in my last life, I can't say it. Because you can say it, because there are several ways with which to say it. Now, you needn't be taken so aback. But it's only that you haven't heard me. See, on this one, I am forced into an involuntary withhold. I feel like somebody screaming in a soundproof room. PC comes down out of session, chromes into one wall, chromes into the other wall. The auditor comes down, beaten to pieces, you see. His absolutely face, utterly flat, you know. He says, that certainly is an ARC breaky PC. He just has ARC breaks all the time. Obviously, the auditor cannot utter these words. Have I missed a withhold on you? It's fabulous. People will actually let a PC sit in front of them and yap. And scream and go out of session and have his list all mucked up and his brains knocked out. While the auditor sits there and says, well, a PC really ought to be controlling the session anyway. And what do I have to do with the session? I must start with that kind of an attitude. You know? I have no responsibility for what this fellow is doing because he, look at him. Well, what could I do about it? Well, you couldn't have done anything about it without Scientology. And perhaps you would have had a rough go of it even a few months ago when you didn't know about missed withholds. But in the few months we have known about it, you ever see a boa constrictor in a zoo? Ever see these? They have glass-fronted cages, and you look through the glass-fronted cage, and you see this boa constrictor. You ever see this? You know how they feed them? They have a machine. And every 6 months, they pry open the boa constrictor's mouth and start the machine going. And if puts hamburger, 6 months' worth, into the boa constrictor. That's the way they feed them. That's actually true. Now, don't make me get one of these machines to teach you this. Please. Now, please learn it for the importance that it has. Let me read you a list of some of the things which a mist withhold cause. And only a mist withhold causes these things. Now, don't get the idea that there's a... See, I think maybe you're not hearing me because you think there's a lot of other things. And they're not. There are no other things that cause these things. The fundamental cause of this long list I'm about to read you is mist withholds and nothing else. There isn't any other manifestation from here to the other end of this universe, if you've ever been there. I'll send you if you don't learn this. That causes any of these things except mist withholds. You have a GPM because of mist withholds. Now that's how important the mist withhold is. You'd never have a single item if people hadn't kept missing withholds on it and you hadn't kept missing withholds with it. Now that's something to know. This is very important. It is almost as if the basic principle of existence is thou, when existence is good, thou hath not missed a withhold. And when existence is bad, thou hath missed a withhold. Yeah. Now that's how important that can be. Now, let me read you the list of the things which only a mist withhold cause, and which are caused only by mist withholds, and which mist withholds ask for heel bang. Just like that. Bang. No monkey business about it. A mist withhold properly asked for, the meter properly cleaned on mist withhold, remedies each one of these 15 things and many more. The number is almost infinite, but these are the best ones. 1. PC failing to make progress. Now, we used to say that was a present time problem. Well, a present time problem comes into existence because somebody has missed a withhold on him. That he's missed a withhold on somebody else, and after that they have problems. You understand? A PC, in the presence of missed withholds, will not get any graph change. All right. 2. PC critical of or angry at the auditor. PC critical of or angry at the auditor. 3. Now, do you know that you sometimes make a flub? And have you made a flub and the PC didn't protest? And have you made a flub and the PC did protest? Well, now listen, don't get hung in this mess. You made a flub, the PC protested about it, so therefore you were wrong and he was right, so therefore it's reasonable. And you know that's why you don't pick up mist withholds? Because it's so reasonable. I spit on reasonability. It's so reasonable. One auditor said, well, the PC sat there and kept calling me a coward and saying I was a coward and I was afraid to audit him and that sort of thing, and it was true. So what could I do about it? Now, look, get this real straight. Yes, it's true. Absolutely. That was perfectly true that the PC was uttering these words and that the auditor was guilty of the charges. But that wasn't what the PC was upset about. Do you know, it's not what's known that's wrong with the PC, you see? No. The reason the PC protested and got upset about it is because the PC has a missed withhold. It doesn't matter how reasonable the PC's squawk is. You know, you dropped his goals list into the spittoon. You know, and when you got up to fetch it, dumped the e-meter over his head. Eh? And he says, "What the hell are you doing?" Now, if he says, "What the hell are you doing?" it's because a withhold has been missed earlier than that. You follow this? See, don't get so doggone tied up in the reasonability of it. Very often the PC's complaints are correct. Very often the PC's complaints are incorrect. It does not matter whether the PC's complaints are correct or incorrect. The PC is complaining because you have missed a withhold on the PC, and that's all there is to it. Any more explanation to it than that, you see? This bypasses reasonability. Now, of course, you can take an auditor who can't do a model session and doesn't know an e-meter one end of the other. Can't follow out any TR. And he's stumbling and fumbling in all directions and trying to end the session with no rudiments. And before the session is started, he said, "Well, let's see, I'll do my model session. Now, let's see what part of it is. Let's see. Let's see, where is it here? Oh, yes. End of session. And do you know the only reason the PC gets upset is because a withhold has been missed on him? You search it out sometime. You go into this thing, you know, and you'll see that's a fact. Missed withhold might be such a thing. Well, you schnook, why the hell did they ever let you out of the academy? Still a missed withhold. See, for a few minutes, for a few seconds, the PC was tried to be nice about it, tried to be patient about it, tried to, you know, get it audited anyway, you know, tried to get the session going, so they're stonily not saying anything. Oh, you've been there, have you? Look, I told you a long time ago that it took a half an hour to an hour and a half with a PC to blow a session. This is just empirical observation. This betokens the fact that something must have happened that much earlier, and the something that happened that much earlier was a missed withhold. But you can see it. You can see it on a PC. You can see it growing and growing, and then the PC finally blows. And a real dumb auditor with no observation of the PC, auditing the meter instead of the PC or something, see? Auditing his memory or something. Doesn't see this, and all of a sudden the PC explodes and tries to blow session, and the auditor tries to put this back together again. If the PC is halfway out the door, that is not the time to try to patch up a session, see? It already happened a half an hour to an hour and a half earlier. So this is not the time to patch up the session. The time to pass up the session is routinely and regularly earlier. And the way you patch it up, now this is very complicated, and I know it's very hard to understand, and I know it's almost impossible out of these words, is to say to the PC, "Have I missed a withhold on you?" Not when he leaves the session. When he's going out of the door, I want to point out a physical fact to you. The e-meter cans are no longer in his hands. They are lying dented on the floor. So you don't ask him that at that time. No, the technical way to go about it, you see, the real professional attitude, is to ask him the question while he is still sitting in the chair. And now, if you're a real pro, you will notice that the PC is not in good calm with you when he ceases to be in good calm with you merely by the tiniest inflection of voice. And at that moment, you will ask, "Have I missed a withhold on you?" And it goes glang, and he tells you what it is, and then you clean it up properly. Do you know how to clean one up properly? Well, now just a minute. You say, "Have I missed a withhold on you?" And he says, "Yes, I had a fight with my mother this morning." Now, a huge crossroads yawns before us. And there's a tremendous boulevard
which has magnetic attractors laid into it all down the left. And the little tiny straight path on the right is not at all attractive. See? And most auditors drive down this tremendous wide highway by saying, "What was the fight about?" Oh no,
we've had it now. We're on the M1 at 125 miles an hour with no brakes and can't find the ignition switch. There isn't any way of stopping now because things just go from worse to worser. Well, that little path on the right's the one we want. And we say, "Good," or "Is that all of it?" or "Good. Thank you. All right. Is there any other withhold I have missed on you?" See? And that steers us right back in with the session again. And that's all we do. The trouble with it is it's too cockeyed simple, you see? It's too much too simple. And as long as you keep getting knocks on missed withholds, you keep asking for them. And when he gives them, you don't develop them. You just understand and acknowledge them. That's all you do with them. Don't do another thing. And the PC just sinks back into session beautifully. He just goes right back into session. It's gorgeous. It's marvelous. It's such magic, nobody ever heard of such a thing. It's unbelievable until you've done it. PC is screaming. He's head off. You can't even be heard above the high-pitched roar. See? But you manage. He finally takes a breath. And as he takes that breath, you say, "Have I missed a withhold on you?" Now, oddly enough, what are you trying to make me guilty of is not palatable to PCs. It isn't. It's a piece of technology, but PCs don't like it. And the next one is, what have you done to me in this session? That PC doesn't like that either. But PCs, for some reason or other, always take this like little lambs. Babies cry for Castoria, you know. And have I missed a withhold on you? You see, you've already accused yourself. Okay. And very often this strikes him that you're being terribly clever. How did you know? He doesn't connect it with Lauren, actually. Very interesting technology. I'll read you another one of these conditions. 3, PC refusing to talk to auditor. That happens ordinarily 15 or 20 minutes before the blow. So that's just a little closer to the end of session than the final blow, you see. But the conditions are the same. Up to 15, 20 minutes, half an hour before that refusal to talk to the auditor, there has been a missed withhold with magnitude. Ordinarily, the session started out with a missed withhold, continued with a missed withhold, while 20 or 30 new missed withholds developed. And then the PC goes into a total withhold. See, there's such a thing as an involuntary withhold, too. The mechanisms of the ARC break, if you really want to promote an ARC break with a PC, you can, by hanging him with withholds, which are involuntary. The involuntary withhold is something else. The PC says cat, and you don't acknowledge it. And he says dog, and you don't write it down or acknowledge it. And he's giving you list items, you see, and you just sit there and gaze off into space or something like that. And the next thing you know, he gets the idea that he's withholding. Naturally he is, because he's not communicating. The funny part of it is the same question serves. If I missed a withhold on you, yes, goddammit, I said cat and I said dog and so forth, and you missed these as withholds. Now, the thing to do is acknowledge these things. You just acknowledge the fact that you've missed the withhold. That's all you have to do about it. straighten out the situation with the PC if it's a fact you actually didn't put a couple of items down on the list, but honestly, it cures it up right away. There are many types of involuntary withholds. Do you realize that most of you are out of ARC with the Marcad Confederacy at this time because you're not saying anything to them? Somebody who is very Christian, extremely Christian, you know, has to have permission to eat breakfast and has to have permission to eat lunch, and then forgiven for the evening. You know, their life wholly turns on these little pivots. Will sooner or later, in one lifetime or another, listen for a moment after the prayer, you see, or something. The circuit they've been using hasn't spoken for some time. They get no acknowledgement, and they realize they've been talking all this time to the big Thetan, you see. And nobody's ever said a word, and they get madder than hell at the Catholic Church, you know, and they start revolutions and burn popes. And it's marvelous. The most adventurous activity you could possibly engage upon would be to start something that couldn't ever have any acknowledgement. Because sooner or later, that's going to bust everybody up into a screaming fury, because it's going to add up to nothing but one long chain of missed withholds. You follow that? Now, this refusal to talk is the realization that one can't, because one isn't being heard. Well, there's two ways to go about this, is acknowledge the living daylights out of the PC and give him about 20 or 30 acknowledgments in a row one way or another, or just ask him if you've missed a withhold. And he'll come back into communication with you, because, of course, these all seem to him like withholds. And although he isn't withholding anything, he can't communicate anything, so therefore he is, you see, withholding, in his opinion. You got it? Now, of course, we covered number four, PC attempting to leave session. That's what happens after the PC refuses to talk to the auditor. Or the reverse of the flow is scream at the auditor. See, there's a reverse side of the same flow. He's not talking to the auditor then either. In fact, he's practically unintelligible ordinarily. And by the way, auditing can get a PC. I will tell you something. Auditing can get a PC into this state when the auditor himself is being technically very bad, when his TRs are very bad and so forth. He can just stack up these involuntary withholds and just keep stacking them up. And eventually the PC gets into a screaming fit. There is no such thing as an ARC breaky PC, you understand. There's only auditors who can't acknowledge, you see, and won't audit the PC, that's all. Because you could take any person in this room in the course of 15 minutes of a session that they would think was letter perfect, have them absolutely screaming enough to break plaster off the ceiling in an ARC break. You could do it to any PC, so don't think this is a specialized PC condition. It is not. You can get any PC into this state. They go out of there. You can just drive them out of their minds. It's a liability in auditing. So don't classify one PC as ARC breaky and another PC not ARC breaky, because they could all be made to ARC break. A business person here couldn't do this to them. Just by asking you a question forcefully and then never acknowledging anything you say. Just by doing just that, see? And I'll say, well, come now. Have you ever been to school? And you say, well, yes, I've been to school. Have you ever been to school? I have been to school. You're not answering my question. Have you ever been to school? And if we just kept up this thing, man, boom! It's all you have to do, you understand? Because you're creating a missed withhold every question. And you just stack them up, bing, 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 bing. Actually, PCs can faint, have heart attacks, almost anything you can think of under this kind of treatment. You can do anything you want to a PC in the way of making thoroughly ill just with this kind of treatment. Never acknowledge anything he says. Every time he says something else. Don't ever acknowledge it. Just follow that course. You say, well, we're going to list this list. What should be disregarded in order to make people sick? You know, whatever it is. You see. All right. Is there anything that should be disregarded to make people sick? And the PC says, well, medicine. Yeah, well, I know, but is there any... Now, I got the question, though. Is there anything that should be disregarded to make people sick? You see, I haven't written down anything. He said, well, medicine. You say... Now, listen to the question carefully this time. I'm just going to blow them right straight up. They'll scream, man. Take them maybe 15 minutes to work up to it, if you do it adroitly. Even though the guy might start out knowing what you're doing, he'll still scream. See how you can stack them up? Those are all just missed withholds. And if you turned around after that and said, if I missed a withhold on you, he'd say, yeah, you refused to say anything about medicine. You clean this all up and he comes right back to battery just like that. In other words, you can create and dissipate an ARC break just as easily as that. Just refuse to receive anything from the PC, and then afterwards find out if you missed a withhold on the PC. By refusing to receive anything from the PC, you'll get the ARC break in all manifestations. They'll scream at you, or they eventually refuse to talk to you. They go into complete apathy. They go into such apathy, by the way, that they can't talk. They're not being unwilling. It's unable. And then they eventually know it's for the best that they get out of that room. Well, they might walk out howling, and they might walk out absolutely mum, but they feel like hell. All right, so you can turn the manifestation on by missing withholds, and you can turn it off by asking if you've missed any withholds. In other words, old pal of mine who did most of the helicopter work other people have gotten credit for in subsequent years, sits there and argues with the whole University of Kansas at Lawrence. He takes them all on. It's just a small pastime with him. He told me one time, he says, well, if you really knew your business, he says, that you could make, you really knew anything about the mind, Ron, he says, you could make people laugh at will and cry at will. And he said, then that'd be a good test. Well, you knew anything about the mind, you know? I won't say it so far as I immediately made him laugh and cry, but here is something. If you really know the mechanism of something, you can turn it on or turn it off, you see? And you sure know the mechanism of an ARC break. You can turn one on, you can turn one off. You can create them, and you can vanish them. Now, in view of the fact you can be sitting there acknowledging the PC perfectly every time he speaks and taking care of everything he says, and you're doing all this perfectly and so forth, how does a PC still have an ARC break? Well, the withhold that you missed just has been ticked but hasn't come up. See? It could be something like this. It could be as vague as this. He read in a magazine. He's read in one of the Scientology magazines that... One won't make any progress, you know, if he's thought evil thoughts, you know, or something, you know, something weird like this. He's got some misinterpretation. You're busy auditing him. And you're going down the line and you say, well, are you withholding anything? And that moment, why, you're auditing with a Tasmanian meter or something. Something's going on, you know. I mean, I haven't got anything to do with auditing. You miss this entirely. Or at that particular moment, he's totally ARC broke, or he's so scared of you he's not in session, or something happens and you don't get any registry on this meter. And you go by and all of a sudden you find out you're getting no place fast. You should sense that something is wrong with the session. When you sense something is wrong with it, one of the ways of doing it is the needle bobs and then you ask a question.
Or while you're asking a question, the needle does something. Or the needle does something during and after you ask the question. Regardless of what you're saying, the needle is active. There is no timing between you and the meter. Let me put it that way. You say, do you eat catfish for breakfast? See? And the thing falls on do and breakfast, but not on any timing that has anything to do with you, you see? You say, apparently, you know, it looks like it fell on do and catfish or something like this. And then you look up the PC. One of the things to do is just stop talking to the PC for a moment. And you'll see it's doing the same thing. What do you know? You say, do you eat catfish for breakfast? And the needle goes, dip, bob, dip, you know. Do you eat catfish for breakfast? And goes, dip, bob, dip, latent this time, you think. Do you eat cat? It goes, dip, bob, dip. Just don't ask anything for a moment. It'll go, dip, bob, dip. Taunted. You watch that sometimes, because that's the commonest thing that happens on a lot of these things. Called a needle pattern. All needle patterns are caused by missed withholds. All needle patterns. Number 5, PC not desirous of being audited, or anybody not desirous of being audited. Grandma is sitting there, and she's going natter, 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 the idea of little Johnny getting audited, and so forth. Johnny, little Johnny is 40 and married, see, but little Johnny shouldn't be getting on. Why are you interested in that sort of thing? What's the idea doing anything about that? She chews some more snooze. You go in there to audit John, you see, and... She's sitting over in the chair, and she's going, vitriol, 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 you know. Make up your mind. You've missed a withhold on her. How could you? You've never talked to her. Oh, but you're the one who's supposed to know. So you see, it's automatic. You'd startle her half to death if you walked over and put e-meter cans in her hand and said, if I missed a withhold on you, you know. Is there something I failed to find out about you, Grandma? Well, I say, hey, there is. She'd probably tell you, too. It's quite remarkable. It all depends on how good your presence is. You have to hold her in that first couple of seconds to get over the rage surge. Then she'll talk to you like a canary bird, you know. She's just sing, sing, sing. Well, you prompt her a little bit, you know, and they'll argue for a little while, and then there they go. She says, I would never be audited. Why would she never be audited? Because somebody, including you, somebody else, and other somebodies, and also you, have missed withholds on her, that's all. And that's simple, see? There is no other reason people don't want to be audited. You see, these are all on the bracket of there is no other reason, don't you think? There isn't also the fact that the libido often comes into confluence with the lumbosis, you see, and makes a censorious subconscious. Yeah, not, that explanation isn't there either. It's just missed withholds. That's all. Nothing more. People try to make so much out of this, you see, and then they all say, well, the ARC break is so terrible. This person is so vitriolic. They've gone down to the police department, and they told the police there that everybody in that Scientology office should be arrested and everything else. And so forth. You say, well, it's because they're a member of the Communist Party. Well, all right, they're a member of the Communist Party. That's reasonable. And you say it's because they have an uncle who is a psychiatrist. Reasonable. It's because they've been in an institution. That's reasonable. These things are all true, don't you see? Everything's all true. Nobody argues with any of these things. But the reason they did it is because somebody's missed a withhold. This reporter comes in to get a story from you for the newspaper. He sits there the whole damn time with a missed withhold. Okay? What you should know, he's going to clobber you, man. Well, you start in on some guy sitting down there with a hell of a sneer on his face and say, well, all right, I'm quite aware of what you're going to do. You're going to treat me nice, and you're going to go back to the paper and write a hell of a thing. You already got orders, the kind of story you're supposed to write on the newspaper. You already, city editor's been telling you. I wonder why you came down here to get any details, because you got the story all written in your typewriter already, huh? That's right, isn't it, Jack? Well, let's find out something about your personal life now that we've got that established and don't know anything about the thing. Let's see. What withhold is your wife missed on you? Put them on the meter. Well, take a hold of the cans. Take them. All right. Now, what withhold is your wife missed on you? Well, hold him back against the wall until you get him cleared. You walk out and say, God damn that people. Jesus! He won't dare write a word, man. Marvelous. All right. Now, this is a new one to you. Number 6, PC boiling off. Oh, you thought it was from some other things, didn't you? Oddly enough, a stuck flow is the basic cause of the actual mechanics of boil-off, but apparently a stuck flow is only caused by a missed withhold either way, too. And all boil-off is a missed withhold. So you say to the PC, you're nulling, you know, and you say, cat, dog, cat, fish, water, buck, and the PC goes, well, oddly enough, if you went on and read the list, you'd still get the proper reactions, I think. Doesn't matter whether you boil on or not. But you should, at that stage of the game, say, have I missed a withhold on you? Particularly when you hear him snore. Listen, if you let a PC even go fuzzy, you've missed a withhold on them. See, they go a little bit fuzzy, and then they get a little bit dopey, and then they go into a... And they go all the way on out. Every one of those stages is caused by a missed withhold. You understand when I say missed withhold? It isn't something about they have murdered the cook and stuffed her body in the dinner dishes. We're not looking for any blood here. It's just the fact that they came into session and wanted to go to the bathroom and didn't. Now, that makes a corking withhold. And you didn't find out about it. And that's enough to make a PC completely boil right out in a session. Anything you try to do with the PC boils out. Bing, bang. You finally better find out what it is and straighten it out. That's all boil off. And all fogginess and all stupidity. All low IQ. That isn't mentioned in there, but it would be a section under 6. The next one is the PC is exhausted. How many of you have wished that you didn't feel so exhausted? All right. Let your auditor wish right now that he picked up a few withholds off you. Missed withholds. Pick up the missed withholds. Entirely different subject, you know, than picking up withholds. Withholds, you pick it up with prep checking. You can even pick up missed withholds with prep checking. But withholds are withholds. You have to develop withholds. What has he done that is contrary to mores and all this kind of thing? A big subject, withholds. But missed withholds is a very tight, narrow subject. It's something you should have found out and didn't. Something he should have found out and didn't. Something it should have found out and didn't. Something they should have found out and didn't. Something the PC should have found out and didn't. Don't you see? All of these things classify as missed withholds. Should have. Should have found out. Exhaustion, from a sensation of tiredness, and all the rest of that, pin right down on the subject of missed withholds. PC finishes the session feeling very exhausted. Some withholds have been missed. It's as simple as that. And there's an awful lot of PCs come into HGCs, and they come in because they're so exhausted and never have any pep or energy, and this is one of their prime examples. It's just missed withholds. Simple. I mean, something that makes that much fuss in life, you see, to be that simple, is why everybody overlooked it. you see, because this little drop of water called a mist withhold couldn't possibly cause that avalanche and explosion called Vesuvius. But it did. All right, your next one, 8. PC feeling foggy at session end. You actually, in going over your end rudiments, should notice whether or not the PC can talk to you. I mean, it's interesting. It's all right for you to go in consultation with the meter and ignore the PC. You actually should only handle things in end rudiments which knock on the meter. But as you're sitting there, I'm not asking you to do this routinely and all the time, you know. Not put your attention on or anything like that, but just the way you'd up your own havingness, you know, by noticing the settee or the ceiling or something. Notice there's a PC sitting in the other chair, you know. And notice that the PC is sometimes... You say, all right, if I end session now. Well, I know it isn't absolutely necessary, according to Marble's session, in order to do this. But he might have been asleep. Something else might have happened when you passed. Have I missed a withhold on you in the end rudiments? Pick up a few just for fun, you know. Not for any reason. Just for fun, noticing that you have a PC, you might pick up some of the missed withholds at the end of the session, and notice the PC brighten right up and cease to be foggy. Quite an interesting thing to watch. PC starts into a boil off, pick up the missed withholds right in the middle of the session. End of session, the PC feels real weird. You know, he doesn't know whether he's here or there or otherwise. Pick up a few missed withholds off of it. He's always got some. They're little cotton thickened withholds. They haven't got anything to do with anything broad or expansive. Big missed withhold. You didn't find out that he wanted a cigarette and a break. But he knew he had better not have a cigarette and a break because he is also very interested in getting his goal found. So he doesn't mention it. And session ended, he's going, I missed a withhold. Is there something I should have found out? Well, he thinks. You say that, you know. Oh, that. Well, nothing very much. I didn't tell you that I wanted a break and a cigarette about an hour. I didn't tell you I wanted a break and a cigarette about an hour ago. Nothing of that. He's all cheered up. He's all alert. Didn't take anything at all, don't you think? These things are little tiny damn fool things. If you always put in this session ahead of your question, you find yourself keeping the PC quite alert and quite capable of being audited without ever plowing up any backtrack. When you're doing a routine 3 process, you don't particularly want to be plowing any backtrack. Then you'll find that it's a pretty good thing to do that. One thing argues against that is once in a while you pick up, not a missed withhold, but sometimes you will pick up something that wasn't known about the goal or something like this. And it'll be backtrack. But that's not as valid as asking for an invalidation. When you're doing with items and goals, you should ask for validations, you see, and things like that. That's not a missed withhold. But in this session, have I missed a withhold on you? Actually, if you did no more than that, you never picked it up any earlier than this session, you'd still keep the PC alert. And don't think by finding a great big avalanche of the things stemming all from a basic 180 trillion years ago, you pick up one missed withhold 180 trillion years ago, he's going to stay bright in the session. No, he's not. It's the session missed withholds that are important to your auditing and doing routine 3 is all I'm trying to tell you. All right. Number 9, dropped havingness. Can squeeze to begin the session, quarter of a dial drop. Can squeeze at end of a session, eighth of a dial drop. Have I missed a withhold on you? Yes. So, yes. And all right, thank you. Let me clear that. Have I missed a withhold on you? Yes. All right. Let me test that out. Have I missed a withhold on you? Now, that's clean. Squeeze the cans. Bang. Quarter of a dial drop. No heaviness, huh? You find the heaviness will go right back up and even improve. Particularly if you're picking up missed withholds on a little bit broader basis, you'll find that heaviness improves all over the place. Not just in this session, you just say, well, if you're prep checking, particularly on some missed withhold zero question, man, you'll find that heaviness picks up and picks up and picks up and picks up. Because what it is? What is it? It's a not reach, isn't it? And heaviness is a reach. All right. Number 10, PC telling others the auditor is no good. Joe is really a schnook. He really can't audit worth schnooks. We're passing at this moment on this list out into the outer perimeter of life. We've gone out of the auditing session. That's why that is marked there as number 10. It isn't these are all of them. It's just those that most concern the auditor. And what is known at once about this PC? Well, that the auditor missed withhold on the PC. That is actually all there is to be known about it. Of course, it is bad auditing now that you know about it. Now, in earlier auditing, earlier than 2 or 3 months ago, it was possible for a PC to be pretty badly cut up by never being acknowledged what he said, and a whole bunch of withholds stacked up, and the guy got into a lot of ARC breaks, and thrown into an apathetic state, and all this kind of thing, because of rocked-up auditing. Yeah, he'll argue about this auditor, but that doesn't, even though we didn't know the technology, that doesn't say it didn't exist. You see, people studying Scientology, only people who study Scientology really don't know anything about it, you know, haven't really done anything with it. They make this mistake. They think that every time we come out with something new, old things cease to be true. The ARC scale went out because we just said there's an effect scale. Yeah, oh, you'll find that rather consistently. Of course, they never had any reality and didn't understand the ARC scale in the first place. You find these people hanging around PE courses and things like that. They say, why is Ron always changing his mind? Ron isn't changing his mind. The thing's still true, you know. Well, similarly, just because we have learned of a datum doesn't mean it didn't exist before we learned of it. See? It didn't materialize at the moment we learned about it. It's been there all the time. Well, this was the cause for all of these ARC breaky sessions and all of these prior upsets in auditing. See, whatever the score was. Now, formerly, it was simply an index of how well, really, how perceptive an auditor was and how well he acknowledged the PC. And if he was not very perceptive and he didn't acknowledge the PC, and if he also ran a lousy session, of course his PCs had a hell of a time. The PCs would all go around saying, God, that was a lousy auditor. Well, he might have been right. But today, under this understanding, see, all right, auditors missed a withhold, that's all. Now, what do you say about this PC? They said, well, this fellow schnooks up in the Northwest or something like that. My God, was he a terrible auditor. Your instant response is, what withhold did he miss on you? You understand? Now, instantly, you see, it just doesn't matter otherwise than you've got a snarl up of auditing track. So if you're auditing the person, I'm talking about in an auditing session, he says, Stokes is terrible, and he just about cut my throat from ear to ear. What with, if you're clearing up by prep checking and fast auditing and that sort of thing, you don't do these things while you're running routine 3, I understand. Prep checking, you're trying to straighten out PC so the rhythm is staying. You'd ask some question, well, what withhold did Schnooks miss on you? Oh, you'll get the Seattle phone directory. God, it'll be that thick. But they mostly be little things. Don't look for any big home runs. They basically be fundamentally that he didn't acknowledge well. See, the auditor didn't acknowledge well. And the auditor wasn't very perceptive. PC stumbles into session, falls in the door, exudes alcohol fumes to a point where if it got as far as the gas stove in the kitchen, the whole house would have blown up, you know. The auditor takes him in session and audits him, you know, never noticing that he's three sheets to the wind with the demon rum. Right? The PC gets along fine, and then all of a sudden says, you know, I'm not supposed to be audited while I'm under the influence of alcohol. And then immediately concerned, he says, you know, that auditor probably didn't notice I was on it. So therefore, what hasn't been acknowledged is his alcoholism. So therefore, that has no chance of blowing, and he feels stuck with the alcohol. It's all on the basis, actually, the whole thing is explainable on TR4. You need no more technical explanation than TR4. That which is not acknowledged continues to exist. Remember the old, very interesting old processes we had? Something like the great okay? You know, that kind of thing? Gee, I bet that about blew some people's heads off, man. It must have been fabulous. The great okay. If you were to look at some girl, and give her a terrific acknowledgement of one kind or another, you know, she might vanish. But knowing women, I don't think she would. She'd have other withholds that'd hold her together. All right. 11, PC demanding redress of wrongs. Now, that applies to the PC is saying you ought to audit them 195 more hours free and demanding redress of wrongs, saying you're going to sue somebody or we're auditing or something like this. Well, you know, anything, it doesn't matter. And it doesn't matter if it happened, and it doesn't matter if it's reasonable, and it doesn't matter if it's absolutely, scurrilously antisocial, this occurrence. It doesn't matter. The fundamental of it is, and the cure of it, is all contained not in court, but in missed withholds. What withhold did the auditor miss on you? What should the organization have found out about you? You understand? It blows, solves the situation. Simple, once you look at it. 12, PC critical organizations are people of Scientology, just the same that I just said. They say, natter, 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 oh, those people up in Johannesburg, they're absolutely no good and so forth. Well, what did Johannesburg fail to find out about them? That's the only thing. Bang, see? Johannesburg must have failed to find out something about them. Get this kind of a situation. Now, George writes from Cape Town, and he says to Johannesburg, he says, please send me a book. Here are 10 rand or something, and apply the rest of it to any research funds that you have. And the book department credits them with this for new books. And you know that person will get very upset and critical of the central organization. It won't have anything much to do with this payment they sent in. As a matter of fact, trying to locate this will take a moment or two. He obviously has not been acknowledged. He actually was trying to give you some money. He didn't take it. You applied it to his account, or you did something else with it, you know. You've missed a withhold of some kind, see? He's tried to say something, and it hasn't been acknowledged. He's tried to communicate something, and it has not occurred. When people write you a letter, and they say, is it true that Ron uses boats for roller skates, or that sort of thing, and is it true that... Do auditors have to wear gum boots while auditing PCs? And you look at this long list of questions, you know, and you say, oh, for Christ's sake, you know. And you say, why don't you come in and see the registrar? Oh, no, man. No, every question you didn't answer becomes a missed withhold. No. Now, these things can be very, very weird. 3 years after a lady wrote in and asked for any data we had on processing children, I found the letter in Central Files. It had been answered several times. No second letter had ever come from this lady. But several letter registrars had written her letters, and none of them had answered her question, do we have a book, you see, on child, on auditing children, you know? So I very often, every few years, I'll be in some organization, I'll pick up a bunch of stuff out of CF and write some letters just to give some examples, you know? And every now and then, why, the HCO communicator will up and mail them. This has been known to absolutely send a letter registrar into fits because they suddenly hear from people enthusiastically that they haven't written to. Because I will invariably sign their name, you see. You know, the letter registrar is Dorothy J., you see, or something like this. I'll sign the letter, Dorothy J. Don't you think I'm not? And just answer the question. Yes, we have a book called Child Dianetics that tells all about... No preambles, eh? Yes, we have a book called Child Dianetics that tells about auditing children. We are sending you a copy in return mail, and you can pay us for it if you wish. Terrific enthusiastic response from the lady. 3 years we've been missing a withhold on her. So she's never communicated to us. But we go back and we say patiently on some of these letters, we say, no, auditors do not have to wear gum boots while giving sessions. And all of a sudden we get a vast burst of enthusiasm. This is so much so that if you were to simply go through a Central Files or your own files and pick out every letter you'd ever received from anybody on the subject of that and checked it over very carefully to make sure that every question in those letters had ever been answered, you would all of a sudden be inundated with mail. It's quite fascinating. This is that people all over the place pick up missed withholds very, very easily on organizations and on private auditors, very easily. The people critical of Scientology broadly go on the basis of they should know what I'm thinking. They're usually kind of nutty. They're not going outside the realm of Scientologists, and they should know what I'm thinking, and they don't know what I'm thinking because they haven't written to me and they don't know what I'm thinking, and we think something else and they haven't found out about it, and therefore they're no good, and we ought to move them all down. This is elementary as that. We fail to find out about them. One of the best ways to knock out a complete M Theta campaign against Scientology is just describe everything that you do know about the people who are attacking you. One of the most effective ways of doing this is to send a detective around to investigate them, and then they know that you haven't missed a withhold. And you know, they shut up just like that. The most fantastic magic you ever heard of. Detective never finds out a thing. They've been living an exemplary life, a totally exemplary life, working for Russia in the American Foreign Office. And there they are, you know. But they hear a detective has been around, and now they know that you know. If they're still unsure that you know, why, they will still be upset. So if you were to stand in front of one of these Joes, and you could say, well, now that we know all about you, there's nothing much more we can say, is there? The guy'd go away absolutely crushed. He actually would fall for that. Weird. As long as you really don't know about him, you're in trouble with him. Of course, there isn't anything that substitutes for auditing. But you actually can put up a facade, or you can find out the information so that it ceases to be a missed withhold. One of the effective ways is not only find out the information, but publish it. We're talking about somebody way outside. You say immediately that'd be libel suits. Isn't it interesting that all these years I have never had a real libel suit ever filed against myself or a Scientology organization for publishing the absolute facts learned?
Don't go into any fancy monkey business. Just publish the facts. Say, well, most of the communists in the University of Australia are amongst the professors are shacked up with students and are held under blackmail. And so are the Roman Catholic fathers connected with that particular university, and they are held under blackmail for perversion. And that is why communism and Catholicism seem to be hand in glove in Australia, because of the same blackmail racket. God, you'd say breathing anything like that, these people could execute you. It's done, you know. They just yank you up in front of court and take billions away from them. Well, they were going to take all kinds of things away from us up to the time we really put the blocks to them with it. I don't think we've ever heard anything since. The only end theta we've got now is in Brisbane. And that's pretty easy to dispense with, Brisbane. Just go upriver a little bit. And let them float on out to sea. But there's the missed withhold in operation in the society. Now, 14, lack of auditing results, and we go back actually a cousin to number one. We would say broadly in any organization that is there, because we say broadly in any organization. If that organization is getting into trouble, it's lack of auditing results. And that's all, or a practice, that's just lack of auditing results. And those lack of auditing results rest on the cornerstone, not of other technology, but the missed withhold. You want to clean that up, just clean up missed withholds wherever you can lay hands on a PC, and all of a sudden your organization will soar. That is the most magic method of repairing an organization's results, income, public presence, lack of buildings, or anything else. Would be right under that heading. Quite important. Joburg have to learn that right now. They haven't learned it too well. Washington is living down some of its sins and crimes. This is what you have to do to set it all back up again. You have to pick up all the missed withholds. And number 15, dissemination failures. You're talking to somebody, you're trying to tell him about Scientology, and he can't seem to understand about it, and he argues about it, and he says, well, the I will arise, holy rollers, to which I belong are far superior. We've had that answer for many years. The answer is, what have I failed to find out about you? So he tells you, and he says, yeah, I'd like some auditing. The trouble is, it's too pervasive, and it's too magic. It's too simple. And for that reason, auditors miss it. So this bulletin on which this lecture has been based, and which is not at all in, there's a lot more in this bulletin than there is in this lecture, May the 3rd, 1962, HCOB, ARC breaks and missed withholds, and that sort of thing, has a certain design, and that's how to use this bulletin. It's a very funny thing that is headed with how to use this bulletin. Every time you hear any of these things taking place in any branch of a central organization or an auditing session or anything else, you hand the person who is at the receiving end of the upset a copy of this. It doesn't matter if he's a student, he's a pre-clear, he's an organizational executive, anything else. PC comes down, he looks all busted up, the auditor comes in and says, my God, that's an ARC breaky. PC, just reach in the drawer, get one of these, and hand it to him, tell him to read it, and tell him to report to the HCO set, take an examination on it. Honest, it's the only answer. There isn't any point in doing anything else. Now, naturally, a person has to know his model station, his E-meter, and so forth, and has to be able to handle the tools and weapons of his business in order to even fetch up and get off the missed withholds, don't you think? So it goes without saying that people have some skill in handling meters and model sessions and that sort of thing. Beyond that point, there's nothing but missed withholds that cause upset. This is a fantastic principle, and it comes right back to the fourth TR, and it goes right into the communication formula, and it goes right into not knowingness, and it goes in, it finds a birth or a cousin in almost every factor we have ever handled in Scientology, one way or the other. If a person with missed withholds has the idea that he can't reach, so it goes into havingness, and on and on and on. You got the idea. So it's very important technology. And listen,
You don't need to have, ever, an ARC Brakey PC. You never need to make a flub on a list. These things are archaic. They belong to our Stone Age, see? We're into a much higher level of technology today. As well as requiring new auditing precision, we got this particular tool. Why should you ever have anything but a session that was smooth as glass? If you don't have, it's just you really don't believe this, that ARC breaks are only miss withholds. Okay? Thank you. Take a break.